It's time for the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. And it's time we all hit the road again. To celebrate at 7-Eleven, you can grab a free regular-sized coffee when you top up your tank. Only until this Sunday at 7-Eleven. While stocks last, T&Cs apply.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Certainly is. Very good morning to you, Sydney. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, but this is Freedom Friday. Mm. This is last Friday you couldn't do anything because it was not till this Monday where Freedom started. So this Friday... You can go berserk, and we want you to go. We want to help. How are we going to help the people go berserk? Someone tell us how we're going to help them.
Well, what we got is $100 cash for you to spend at your, quote, local. Now, your local can be whatever you want it to be. It can be the local club. It can be the local, your favorite breakfast joint. It can be somewhere where you're having a sweet burger, perhaps Five Guys in Penrith. Well, that's, but you've got to be out, but you've got to go and sit in there. This is not $100 to... Throw into a takeaway.
Yeah,
thank you. No faffing.
Yeah.
This is to add to the atmosphere of Sydney. 131060, where's your local? Where will you spend the money? That's all you have to do is tell us. 131060, where's your local? We'll put you on air right now, in fact. You know, so where's your local? That's what you got to tell us. In Sydney, where's your local? 13,
now, when you say 10, local,
60.
People think normally you mean a pub. It doesn't, have to be a pub. No, it can be a restaurante. It can be a bistro. It can be a cafe.
Could it be arts and crafts store? There's one just down the road from us that does kind of painting of plasters.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be a library if you like, if you want to, you know.
I think they're free.
Yeah, I don't know. Spending $100 on a library.
How could you spend
pay
money?
Pay your library fees. Well,
you could give it to the person.
Oh, pay off random fees.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, maybe you do have like good stuff.
I think there's a cafe attached to the library in the domain next to the hospital. I'm pretty sure there's a cafe there. You could. Yeah. Oh, the cafe in the art gallery. You go loiter there.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Taylor from we want loitering. Taylor from Northmead. Where is your local?
Well, I would love to spend it at Kicking In at Emerson. It is my favourite restaurant ever, and I love seafood. It's so delicious.
Can I just say on Kicking In, there's also one at the Bankstown RSL, and it is next level. You just put on a bib, so guys, good. And just hoe in. Like, there's no rules.
Oh, is that
you don't,
one?
You don't use any cutlery. You just use your hands.
Yeah.
You put your hands into a bain-marie. Is that right?
No, it's on the table. They put it out on the table. It's like an old school, like you're on a pirate ship. They just chuck it on the table.
They may have some COVID-safe rules going on, but that's all right. They're going to
ruin everything, don't you, with rules.
Anyway,
COVID.
Taylor, has she got the cash or not?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
What are you up to today, Taylor?
I'm on my way to work at the moment, but I'll be spending that soon, so that's exciting.
Well, make sure you tag us. If you take a photo, make sure you tag us so we can have a look at you getting involved.
Now, Taylor, have you always been able to go to work, or have you been at home for a while working from home, or have you been one of those people?
I've been very lucky. I've been able to work. My family business, Alandi Pies. We've been very busy all the way through, and we're very lucky.
What?
You're burying the lead there. Alandi
Pies.
What's going on?
Well, she's not going to spend on her own pie. She gets those for free. So.
Yeah, I know
I'll
that, but I could
have. For you guys, how's that?
Yeah, girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, Alandi Pies. I'm just looking at pictures of them. Thank you. talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Congratulations,
Taylor.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, guys.
People are going to ring up and say Alandi Pies. That place is famous. That's incredible.
Yeah. Do they have any vegan options? I mean, that's...
What's the vegan option? You can...
Taylor, do you have any vegan options on your pies?
Sorry, no vegan. We got vegetarian, but we are working on the vegan.
No, there we go. Taylor, you say, repeat after me, the vegan option is you can...
Sod off.
Yeah, or get stuffed. Do you know what I mean?
Taylor's like that.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Certainly is. Happy Freedom Friday, everybody.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know what? At 7 o'clock, so in 1 hour, you've got to be by the radio because we are going to discuss whether Erin Molan waits for the Hollywood star to come home or she starts dating now. It's in an hour.
Aren't we supposed to approve that kind of chat prior to going live on air?
Just occurred to me as I'm making a coffee. That's our headline, Ed.
Speak.
Let the people decide.
What do you think, though? Because obviously I wouldn't make my own decision.
Save it. Let the people decide. That's in an hour.
Exactly.
Hey, but are we going to celebrate freedom? How are we celebrating freedom all morning? What are we getting people to do?
Well, you call us and you tell us your local that you've been stinging to go and take time in. Now, your local can mean anything you want it to mean. It can mean a cafe. It can mean a restaurant. It can mean a pub. It can mean a club. Whatever you take your local to mean, so long as you can go there and be there and hang out and spend money locally, then we want to help you, help them, help us, help them, help you.
131060, you call right now. This is the time to call. Early morning birds get the worms, don't they? And we will we'll talk to you next. 131060, get involved.
All right, straight after Total Eclipse of the Heart, everybody.
Oh, I love this song.
It's the best.
Written
it
by?
It is the best.
Jim Steinman.
Thank you.
Yes.
He wrote for Meatloaf, didn't he?
Yeah, he wrote this song for Meatloaf, but then they had a fight, and so he gave it to someone
else. Come on, enjoy this.
Nicky French.
Come on.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Well, it's about celebrating the freedoms, and no one's enjoying the freedoms more than our ambassador for freedom, which is our producer, Maxie. Because, Max, we believe that so far no one has done freedom better than you. So congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for using a quiet voice because last night was late.
Yeah, man. Real talk.
But you've been to both spectrums because the other day you were in a flotation tank, weren't you? You were like,
I was reclaiming my calm in a float tank at Sydney Float Tank in Darlinghurst. It was great. I laid there for an hour floating in salty water.
Can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Is it one man per tank, or can you have a buddy?
The guy on the front counter is quite good looking, but
So just for those wondering, you're gay.
Oh,
how very dare
you. Oh, my God. I hate crying.
That's
unbelievable.
We're talking to Max about what he loves
don't
about
want it. I see what you mean, because people hear his voice and they're like, I will not keep listening to this guy until he's had a label put on him.
I'm sorry. I'm wearing a rainbow jumper.
We're about to talk about him going to a gay club.
No, Erin, you're doing the job I normally do, right?
Yeah, so, thank
and
you.
I appreciate it.
You're
and someone,
welcome.
Someone has to do that job.
Exactly.
It's okay to do that job.
What, being the gay? Does someone have to do that job, do they? Sorry, Max.
That keeps me employed, so I'm okay with it.
Someone has to be, it's like when we get a unisex name on the radio and they're a young person, you don't know whether they're a boy or a girl.
Why does it matter, though? See how quickly I've turned? Why does it matter? Why do they need a gender for identity?
Because I might want to say he or she.
Well, why? Say they.
Why?
Yeah, because they're not two people. They're only one person. So. But Max, you were alone in the flotation tank, but you weren't alone last night.
I was not alone last night. I went out for my first dinner. It was so exciting. There was 10 gaggling gays around me. It was fantastic. Went to the Parks. It's a new restaurant on Victoria Street in Darlinghurst. Used to be the Darlow Country Club for those that know the area. And then we went to Chingaling's on Oxford Street.
What's that, a pub?
It's like an upstairs bar. Oh. I had a drag queen serving me margaritas, which at 10:30 p.m. when you work breakfast hours is a bad idea.
Yeah, bad.
But it's Thursday night. Thursday night doesn't count. You can do whatever you like. You just have to drag yourself through Friday, as many people are doing. Can I ask, of the 10 friends you went with, how many of them were in a couple, or were they all singles?
There was only one couple, so 8 singles and one couple.
Well, that's the difference. See, when I go out with 8 of my male mates, we are looking outwards because, you know, well, what I'm saying.
That was amazing.
That was the most honest thing you've ever said.
That was amazing.
Holly's still in bed, is she? Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that we can do whatever
just
we like.
Just looking outwards. Wow.
You're in a circle with the backs facing the inside and you're all just looking outwards.
Max, was there friction in between that circle, or is that a circle of people who already know? Yeah, you know what
we've all been there, done one that bought the t-shirt already, so, you know.
All right. Well,
onwards and upwards to the next, you know.
All right. Well, so of the 10 of the guys you're with, how many guys have you been with in that 10?
Six.
Yeah, well, there we go.
That's living. That is living.
I love it.
Living.
Did you recruit any more last night? Did you meet any other?
I have vague memories of meeting someone at, I'm remembering now. I tried to talk to some cute guy at a Galo when I was walking home and getting chicken and chips.
Dude.
Oh, no.
That's got Ed excited now.
If a bloke is in a Galo, he is a catch.
But you know the best thing about a Galo was I bought it last night and I woke up this morning and it was sitting next to my bed untouched, so I had it at 4 a.m.
Oh,
you
God.
I want to get back to you, Max.
No. A Galo. I was at the opening of the first Galo on Bondi Road the first day I was at the opening of the first one. Now, that is talk.
I love the talk about chicken and chips, but, Max, the guy in a Galo,
yes.
How is your gaydar 100%?
It's pretty...
So it never misses, you know. Yeah?
I know, yeah.
How do you know? Is it just like...
You just know.
Yeah, you
know.
Just make eyes, you know.
You definitely just know.
That's my gaydar going off there. Like, you just know. Like, I feel it in my waters, you know.
But do you know when they don't know sometimes or when they deny and they know?
Exactly. I can watch The Bachelorette and say that one and that one, they're faking it.
Easy Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
People getting out and about doing their thing, Aaron Molan, put up your paws and show the world your paws. Show the world your claws. Look at that.
So I got I got my nails done. Then I went and got my eyebrows, my eyelashes. I got a facial, and I've booked in for laser hair removal. Apparently they do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but like the as well as the.
The front and the back.
Yeah. Just was looking at options this morning.
I don't
know
if you need to do the back, to be honest. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know. The back's on, man. It's not. Anyway. But we're talking right now about freedom, obviously, and you're looking to make the most of your freedom. Fair enough. But you're not the only one. Everyone in Sydney wants to be free, and we just heard that Max is free. He's free last night, and he's unwell now. But who are we talking to?
We got Angie. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're really good. We know you've pulled over for us. We're having trouble with our phone, so we're having to ring people back. But, Angie, what are you going to do with your freedom? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go?
We're just going to go to the local. We've had our four children at home, so we just want to go and just relax a bit.
Without them, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't mind taking them, but we'll just go without them, I think.
Yeah.
What is your local?
We're going to go up to the Oatley Hotel in Oatley.
Oh, that's actually beautiful, that building.
It's stunning.
I've never been, but I've driven past it. I'm trying to think when I've driven. Is it, where is it? Like, is it on the way to, it's not on the way to the Blue Mountains, is it? Is that Oatley? Am I totally confused?
No, you're kind of a bit confused, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Oatley's beautiful.
Hotel. I know the building.
Yeah, they do stand-up comedy in Oatley as well. So, it's a great venue. Absolutely. So how old are your kids?
Oh, we've lost our Angie. We're going to we're calling someone else right now. Josh, I believe. We're doing a different system here. While our phones are broken.
Well, I think they hung up on her. I don't think we actually.
Here
lost
he is. It's Josh. Morning, Josh. Okay. You're on the radio, buddy.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Hey, Josh.
You got any kids, Josh?
No, no kids.
How old would they be if you had them?
Don't know. Probably 10.
Sick, bro.
Does that mean you're 28? You're 28, are you? How old are you?
Yeah, 28.
He's 28, boom.
Definitely.
Right. Waited till he was legal and then he went for it.
Legal at 16.
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know. Depending on how old your partner is. Is it fair to say? No, I think it is, isn't it?
Josh,
I think so, yeah.
Josh, $100, where you want to go, mate? Where's your local? What are you fired up for?
Well, Five Guys just opened up in Penrith, so...
Joshua, you were raised right, my friend. Five Guys in Penrith. I spend most of the day on the Instagram. Congratulations. You're living a real life, Josh. You're living real life.
But do you know, Ed, because I feel like there's an inside job.
There's got to be.
Ed, you need to declare your interest. Do you own that place? Ed, do you own that place? Do you?
I have nothing to do commercially as yet with Five Guys Tennis, but I am open to offers. Josh is living a real life. Congratulations,
but do I really
Josh.
Want someone who doesn't, you know, partake in that kind of food regularly? No, I mean, I would eat it daily.
Yeah, but when Ed eats it, he'll enjoy it, you know. It's when it's like a man in the desert. When he has that sip of water, he really loves it. So, Josh, but you can go there, I don't know, today, man, $100. Who will you take to Five Guys with you, Joshy?
Oh, I'll take my crew, mate. We're at work at the moment.
Oh boom. Where's the crew? What are they doing? What are you doing?
We're airboats.
Rainbows? Legend.
What? Imagine you have a heart attack and then Josh is in the back of your van. You're like, God, I feel good, you know?
How are you aesthetically, Josh? Are you a good-looking bloke?
Oh, probably say I'm a 10, to be fair.
Yes. You're an 11.
It makes him a 5, guys.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, we know that over the last 2 years, the only outing for many people has been the supermarket, you know, for a lot of the time because of blah, blah, lockdowns. And a lot of people were clicking, collecting as well. Here's an interesting fact before we get to the incident in the supermarket yesterday. I was speaking to someone who is in high up at one of the supermarkets, one of the big supermarkets. And you know, on every click and collect order that they fill at the supermarkets, they lose money.
What?
Click and collect loses the money.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Because they have to employ someone to go around and get it. Right. Yes.
So click and collect is a public service. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So delivery is different, is it?
Well,
you pay a delivery fee, so you cover the associated
costs. I don't think they do a lot of money in delivery either, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're doing good for people, but they're not. It's not profitable, that situation. Anyway, I didn't click and collect yesterday because I just wanted to pop in. It was a pop-in job. Mm. You know, my wife always says, keep bags in your car, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The old keep bags in your car. You never know when you need to go to the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah. True. Fair point.
Do any of you keep bags in the car?
No. Nope. I buy them every single time. I buy plastic bags and I am proud.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you slightly ashamed? Or
no, I say loudly, how much are these plastic bags? Thank you. I just, they're giving away plastic toys every time I buy anything. So I'm sorry, they're clearly not that bloody concerned. Anyway.
Well, all right. So it's a government regulation. So it's not like, you know, it wasn't their idea. Do you know what I mean? They're 15 cents generally, aren't they?
Yeah.
For the bags. And I probably buy bags... Two out of every three visits, I reckon. What about you, Ed? What are you?
My wife's really hardcore on the. Have you got bags in your car? Like, she'll go out and put bags in my car. If I don't have bags in my car, I have to buy the better ones if I pop in, because if she sees me with the place, she's just, I don't know why. She doesn't like the clock. They clock up the house, or you get too many, or it's all that stuff. So I'm frightened of her. So I just go, right, I just get bags. Some days you know, in the back, I've got nothing except those, you know, the cooler ones, the ones why they got $8 freezer bags at the front. No one wants to buy them, but they're always there. And I've had to end up, I've got three of those in the back of my car because I got shamed into it.
Yeah.
Well, shamed into it.
This is actually what I'm talking about here. Because can we let Nathan, is it Nathan, join the conversation? Yes, Nathan from Cambridge Park, you are a regular shopper. Is that right, Nathan?
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Yeah, and do you always bring your bags with you?
No, I never ever bring the bags. I buy them every time.
Yeah. You buy them every time. So, all right. So, you would have you're a good person to talk to here, Nathan. I'm at the supermarket yesterday. I didn't have any bags in the car, so I went in there and I was only going to buy a couple of things. But then you're in the supermarket and other things pop up, and I'll get that. And, you know, so I ended up with more stuff, and I actually had a basket. So yeah, so it was like I needed a bag. And I'm at the counter, and the person behind the counter said, do you need a bag? I said, yes, I do need a bag. And you know what they said to me?
Right.
They pulled out one of those more expensive bags, the ones you're talking about, Ed.
Yeah, freezer bags. Yeah, with a zip.
Yeah, which are, I believe, are a dollar, aren't they?
No, so you're talking about the kind of the material bag. There's freezer bags, material bags, and plastic bags. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're talking the material ones, which are a dollar. Yes, those ones. Yeah, they're still a dollar ones. Yeah, the material ones.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I said I don't want one of those, you know, because I don't want to pay a dollar. I want the 15 cent
Jesus
ones.
Christ.
You know what they said?
What?
Nathan, they said we've run out of those ones. Can you believe that, Nathan?
Yeah, that's a rort.
That's a rort.
That's a rort.
Nathan's declared a rort.
So what'd you do?
I said, why? I said, why? I didn't say it like that. I said, oh, why? Why do you want
to do that? I'm not a punish. Why?
And the answer I wasn't happy with. You know what the answer was? What? We just haven't ordered any. I'm like, what? You haven't ordered any? You need a better excuse than that. Here's the question to Nathan. Nathan, do you reckon I should have had to have paid for that dollar bag?
No, no way. If they didn't order the 15-cent ones, they should have gave you that one for free.
Wow. You know what? No, I don't believe they did. I believe I had to pay the dollar.
Did you pay the dollar?
I haven't checked my receipt, but I reckon I probably did.
Wait, I thought he was going to insult you or something.
So hang on. So that person's working at the supermarket doing a great job. Oh, yeah. Dave Hughes. Oh. Hey, sorry, what? Oh, bags.
Love the mask. No, this one, sorry, what?
Yeah. This one's a dollar. So you want to argue with me about a dollar? I'm pretty sure I saw you on TV paying $4 million for a house that you walked past.
Cheers, Ed.
Is that you?
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Cusie, Ed and Aaron.
Yesterday.
Everything has to be an event now, doesn't it? The weather is joining in. I need my time in the sun, so to speak. So it was hectic yesterday.
Yep, absolutely right. Tornado warning. Thankfully, that didn't eventuate, but... Well, let's go. The video doing the rounds, of course, from Westfield, Mount Druitt, when partially the best and less, the ceiling collapsed and shoppers were sent running and flying. Have a listen.
A virus shut the doors, but a storm brought the roof down. Best and less at Westfield's Mount Druitt and shoppers were sent running and falling.
Don't run was good advice because someone did fall at the end, but I think they're okay. And 50-50 split between those going to help others and those filming, which is not bad.
Well, mate, you've got to get your TikTok numbers up somehow.
I get it. It's all right.
But you shouldn't run on wet tiles. We know that. I say that to my children all the time. You don't run on wet tiles.
Yeah. Elijah and I actually watched it from our window. We're staying in kind of apartments in North Sydney at the moment. It was incredible. But it came in so quickly. It literally, the whole sky just, and we look over the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, which obviously we're very lucky momentarily to do that. Could never afford to permanently do that.
Oh, shut up.
I'm trying to be relatable, which is relatable because it's true.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway.
People are aspirational. They want you to have the mansion you just
That is what people want.
So we watched it come in and then the lightning was kind of length of the whole sky and then there was thunder and it was just like a regular storm but with a bit more oomph. And then it kind of went after like half an hour. It was really quick.
Yeah, you know, I just feel sorry for the dogs of Sydney because dogs in general, if they're not stupid, they hate lightning, you know. No, I've got one dog who hates lightning and one dog who's not aware of it, you know. So,
yeah, that's true.
Think of the dogs. Or the cats. Think of the animals. Yeah. The fish would be happy though, wouldn't they?
Yearning for it.
Swept under dry land.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
You got to remember, if you get on air with us today, we're going to give you $100 to spend at your local. You just need to tell us what your local is and you get the $100, all right?
Well, let's not forget when we spoke to Josh the Ambo, the paramedic, what was his local?
I can't remember. What was it?
The five thing that you're trying to get endorsement with.
I believe Ed owns a Five Guys burger chain in Penrith. I believe he owns it. If he doesn't, you don't own it?
I have no commercial arrangement. I just know that that's living a real life.
So what is it about this? Have you heard good things about it, Ed? Is that why you're...
I had it in America, and it is so hashtag delicious.
I feel like we should go through sales for this, but...
No, I quite like the organic approach.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you know what they say, Aaron.
What do they say? Organic doesn't pay the bills.
I want to bring this back to your newfound dating life.
Oh, God, I don't have a newfound dating life.
Yeah. I can't say that because it's a terrible statement. It's from another ye olde world. So, about dating and what you...
Well,
give away for free. But anyway, I'm not going to go down that track.
Oh, they don't want the cow if they get them.
I don't know.
My brother once told me that.
But when we come back, we're going to find out exactly where Erin is at with this Hollywood star who is, I'm fair to say, courting her. I reckon. Aaron, we go with that. He's courting her. We're going to get the latest. We are.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
All right. All the goss next.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Ed, the thing we love about Erin, apart from, you know, her, from everything else, is that she's an open, she's an open book, isn't she?
Yeah, but so. Also, mate, those pages are not yet filled. It's an open book with still many, many chapters to write.
Beautifully
that's
put.
What I, oh, that is, you know what, that's exactly, that's the benefit of being single.
Yes.
And you know what? Her ability to stay friends with her ex, we had Sean on yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's all cool. So this is great stuff. And mm-hmm. so we're moving on with our lives. But Erin, your life got interesting the other day when someone DM'd you. And this is what you said the other day. We're not going to name names, but a Hollywood star, Ed, and you agree, this person is a big-time Hollywood star.
Yep.
Has slid into Erin's DMs. They have offered you advice, we believe, Erin, on being a single parent.
Just randomly, a message came through yesterday from said person, and it was really, really lovely.
That's so exciting.
It was just lovely. He's really lovely. It was just a really nice message reaching out and offering some support and advice. It was lovely. Nothing sinister, nothing sleazy.
Sinister. I don't know the word sinister. I mean, but Ed, it's fair to say we knew what was going on, didn't we? I mean, it was like he's not doing that to people he's not interested in. That's reasonable to say.
100%. And this was his approach. This was his way of relating to Erin and saying, I get it, and then trying to start an emotional connection, I believe.
Now, Erin, there has been further correspondence, hasn't there?
Yes. But it's just in a lovely friend type way.
Yeah, I know. But with this
we've got to drop the F word.
No, well, you start friends, and you know where it can go.
But yeah, no, it's lovely. He's lovely. It's just
Can we just establish you're not being catfished? Because there's a lot of people being catfished. And so this person isn't in a he's not in a call center. He's not this person thinks I'm a Hollywood star.
Oh, like he asked me for money, but like it was not, you know, wasn't kind of a lot. Like it's just a couple of G, you know.
Now, look, so it's real, and you have.
Yep.
Can we say you've spoken to him? Yeah.
Well, you just did.
I didn't know that you've spoken to him.
Yeah, we spoke on the phone for
a
while.
Second.
But just as it was just lovely to connect with someone who's been through what I've been through.
Ooh, but it's fair to say that the hours flew by. Yes, I'm going to speak for it.
Taking things I've said to you privately and saying them on air like you've just come up with it, like it's a thought, when you know it's what I've actually said to you.
Yeah, but you knew this was on the rundown. So, but the question we've got is, he will be in this country at some point in the not too distant future, but a few months away. Is that reasonable to say?
Yes, that's reasonable to say.
Does Erin wait? Does she wait?
Nah.
Or does she?
This is your time, Erin. Yeah, this is your time. You got to play the field. We're coming into events are back on. Your DMs could be. I've had a look at your DMs, and let's just say he's not the only gentleman to reach out yesterday, and one of the other gentlemen who reached out
also has a profile.
If you need someone to quote card it up. After in your own 20 and you need someone to take a strong hit up, he's your man.
Are we saying that sports people are jumping in as well?
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying is if you've got issues with your pack and you're worried that there's not enough oomph in it, this gentleman might be able to help.
So I need to know. I don't know about this one. I don't know. I know about
you don't know any rugby league players and the name didn't jump out at you.
Yeah, but I didn't even know there was rugby league players were in the offering.
Yeah,
I know the acting world has come pretty hard.
You know, I'm just happy being a mum to my daughter.
All right. Good
boring. No, it's so exciting. I am so excited to date. I'm really excited to date. I'm not afraid to say that. And when the time is right,
but
I will absolutely date. But I'm not.
Should she have more than one ball in the air? That's
absolutely.
The question.
Absolutely. It helps because if you focus on just one person, you're like, psych. go bunny boy, like, because you're just on them. If you've got others, then they think you're cool and calm and aloof, but really it's just because you're focused on the other ones in the interim, and then they want you even more because you're cool. Like, it, you know. How am I single?
We're going to bring on a dating expert when we come back. And she's so cool. She's on the front of the Daily Telegraph today in an amazing frock because she's off to the Everest. But she's also a full-on dating expert. And she is going to give you the advice. But I think other people need to get involved here as well. Yes. 13. What's the number, Jack?
13, 10, 60.
I want to know about women juggling. I mean, men have done it to us for centuries. And I know some women have. But I feel like there's this kind of movement of women now doing exactly the same thing back. I want to know about women who are juggling multiple. Obviously not behind anyone's back, not hurting anyone, not actually, but just dating.
Yeah, if are you a woman, and do you have an opinion on whether Erin should be juggling or she should focus on the one ball? You know, that Hollywood ball.
There you go.
One ball.
Yeah, or multiple.
Disappointing.
On two balls.
Let's not do that.
Well, I didn't start it.
13, 10, 60.
I didn't start it.
Juggling, how many balls? We'll talk to you next.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, absolutely. We're about to speak to a legend.
Yeah, one of the founding members of the Wiggles, and now he's got this incredible thing, Heart of the Nation, the world's largest CPR class. It's 3 o'clock. It's Saturday afternoon. It's on Channel 9. The legend that is Greg Page. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Hey, Greg.
We're so happy to talk to you, mate. Can we just go? I know you've relived it a lot, I imagine. But can we go to the moment where, you know, we thought we'd possibly lost you? You're on stage at Castle Hill, and this announcement came over by Murray, we believe. Is that right? Yes.
Guys, I think we're going to end it there. Greg's not feeling real well, so I don't think we can go on with another song. So thanks, everyone, for coming tonight. And it's going to be all right. We've got some medical attention.
Oh, gosh.
Greg, you had a heart attack on stage, isn't that right?
Yeah, look, it was a heart attack that led to a cardiac arrest. So they're two separate types of events. But for me, my cardiac arrest was caused by a heart attack. Not all cardiac arrests are caused by heart attacks. So, yeah, I had a heart attack, sent me straight into cardiac arrest, and had it not been for bystanders that knew how to call, push, shock, I probably wouldn't be here today. So it's vital that people understand what a cardiac arrest is and how to respond appropriately.
So true.
So tell us how do you identify what it is, and then what do you do?
Yep. So if somebody's not responding, so if you can't sort of wake them up with sound or by shaking them, call 000 straight away. If they're not breathing normally or at all, and in my case, I wasn't breathing normally. I was kind of gasping and snoring sounds. So if that's happening as well as somebody not responding, then you start CPR. So you push hard and fast in the middle of their chest, and you get an AED, if there's one available, an automated external defibrillator. And that's the big thing that can make a huge difference in survival rates. So we need to call, we need to push, but we also need to shock. And when you've got that third link in the chain of survival available, survival rates can increase dramatically. So for me, I had all three links available that night, and that's one huge reason why I survived.
Greg, can I go back to that night? And were you feeling unwell when the gig started? Like, what were the signs for you? Were there any signs?
No, there weren't, and that's the scary thing. For 50% of people, or around 50% of people, that have a sudden cardiac arrest, there's no previous diagnosis of any cardiac issues. So I had heart disease, but I didn't know. It wasn't diagnosed. So for me to literally drop dead was a huge shock for my family and for people standing around.
Now, was that the first gig you guys had done in quite a while? So was that for you an intense situation you hadn't been in for months or years?
A couple of years probably. I think we did one maybe 18 months or 2 years before that one. So, yeah, look, Wiggles show is physically demanding, and that's actually what probably caused my heart attack.
Yeah.
you know, you're jumping around on the stage. But I was a physically fit guy, right? I was playing competition cricket, competition tennis. I was walking 7.5 Ks, going to the gym. I thought that there was nothing wrong. I kind of thought I was bulletproof. But that physical exertion during the show, the blood flowing through my heart so rapidly, knocked off a little bit of plaque that was in there, and that clotted and it blocked straight off 100% and literally almost killed me. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great message. As I say, so it's this Saturday afternoon on Channel 9, Heart of the Nation, the world's largest CPR class with Greg Page. It's a must watch. It's quite simple.
Have you fully recovered now, mate?
Yeah, I have. I aced my last medical exam, which is fantastic. My heart has actually fully recovered from the heart attack, which is great news. But look, the real message here is, yes, tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. because you don't have to be qualified or certified to do CPR on someone to try to save their life. Any attempt at resuscitation is better than no attempt at all, because when somebody's in that state, if you don't intervene, the only possible outcome is death.
Wow.
So you need to intervene.
Who was the first person who intervened with you? Who was the one who started with you?
So the very first person was actually somebody from the audience, a GP who came to the show with her daughters, and she jumped up on the stage to see what was wrong. She came over, lent some help to me, then a Wiggles staff member came and helped, and the drummer, and then the nurse, Grace Jones, came out of the audience as well. So there were four people that were really, you know, pivotal in the fact that I'm here today, and I celebrate them every day that I wake up. It's like a bonus day of my life.
Oh, that's amazing. Story. And having those machines, I see them everywhere now, and some of them even have a sign saying that they're thanks to you. I know you're doing a lot of work in getting the AEDs in every public space possible. So well done to you.
Thank you. Yeah, and please, everybody, tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. on Channel 9 and 9 Now, because any attempt at resuscitation is better than none. So get familiar with CPR and have a go at saving a life if you ever need to.
What a message. What a legend. Thank
Greg
you.
Greg Page, thanks for your time.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Why is he angry?
Nothing grinds my gears more than the royal family lecturing everyone else on how to live. If it's not Prince Charles wandering amongst his estates trying to get ScoMo to go to Glasgow for the bloody climate conference, it's now Prince William who's angry that William Shatner went into space, because apparently we should be looking after this planet before we explore other planets.
What?
This is what Willie had to say.
I want the things that I've enjoyed, the outdoor life and nature and the environment, I want that to still be there for not just my children.
No, your servants, your other paid employees. You want your family and your future generations to be able to pillage this nation like all your ancestors did, mate.
Thank you.
What about all the ones down the line who went to Africa, went to Australia, went to everywhere and just shot everyone?
Thank you.
Shot everyone.
Empire building. What another empire do you
say?
He's only just saying that to have a go at his brother, because he knows that his brother, old Prince Wuss, is going to be on the first spaceship that Meghan lets him get on. He knows that with a shark tooth necklace, given it, oh, the world's so beautiful from up here. Actually, when I look down, I realise my family owns half of that.
You know what? If they had any moral fibre, they'd give all away, all the property they have stolen from the world over the last 500 years. They'd give it away.
Yes.
Shut up, William. Shut up, Harry. Shut up, Charlie.
Yeah.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Disturbing headline in the Sydney Morning Herald today. Children as young as 6 mimicking Squid Game in playground, school warns. Linda Wickham, the principal of Dulwich Hill Public School in Sydney's Inner West, wrote to parents on Thursday saying children as young as 6 and 7 have acknowledged they have watched the series. So if you don't know what it is, I have seen the whole series, and I haven't watched many TV series over my life, but I've watched this one. It's set in South Korea, and it involves many, many gruesome deaths.
Jeez.
Many. Actually, it involves, I'm going to tell you, it involves.
Don't.
Over, you get to watch.
No.
Over 468 deaths.
Like individually or just in one?
Yeah, no, individually. Swoop. No, over the Jesus. Series.
It's like an basically, ICAC investigation.
But it's everyone. Everyone in the game dies except for one person. Oh, that's not giving it away because that's what the game is.
And are they all evil people that we don't like?
No, they're all good people who are down on their luck.
Okay, Susie,
well, not all of them. There's a couple of evil people, but yeah, most of them are good people.
You got a 12-year-old and some others, and would you
10 and
let
12?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Would you let any of them watch the Squid Game?
Well, my son, who is 12 and is in his last year of primary school, has been watching the Squid Games. I did not know he was watching it.
See?
But I'm yet to stop him.
Okay.
We had this conversation last night. He said, I've just finished episode 2, Dad. And I said, yeah, that one's a bit slow. The real killing starts in the next episode. So
that's good. That's good advice. Stick with it, son.
Stick with it. Yeah.
I just don't think it's for me, Dad. Nah, man. Stick with it.
No. Trust me. What do you let your kids watch? This is a fascinating one because my son, 4 years old, he loves Transformers. His whole life is based around the acquirement and then the transforming of Transformers. That's his whole world. Aww. And he wants to watch the movies, the Transformer movies, the Megan Fox, what's his name one? Oh,
That's something in it for you then if he's watching that.
Mark Wahlberg once. But my wife's saying, no, they're too adult for him. And I said, but if he understands the concept that a Transformer is not real, that it is a robot that turns into a thing, then he won't equate that with having issues with them fighting on screen. It's the same as him watching the cartoon
it's not
of
real.
It.
Yeah. That's a good point.
My wife has been big on the kids watching whatever they like almost.
Your wife? Holy, really?
Wow.
Yeah. She explains adult concepts when they were really young. Like, you know, like let's not sugarcoat how life occurs, you know. I mean, not really the death stuff, to be honest. She doesn't like watching that herself, but, you know, things with adult content in it, if you know what I mean. So,
Will you be able to provide a number of point your son in the right direction there.
Now, Erin, can you remember any movies you watched as a young person?
Can I tell you the one that I still have nightmares over now, and it's strange, but Skippy. Skippy the Bush Kangaroo when I was... Okay. I know it sounds ridiculous. It was a cartoon, but with real settings. So it was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Skippy was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, so
was a Skippy wasn't a cartoon.
No. The New Adventures of Skippy was a cartoon kangaroo mapped onto real locations,
and there was a dingo. Yeah. And I remember as a really young child watching it, and Skippy was attacked by a dingo, and like there was blood and cuts and stuff on Skippy's paw. And I think he might have died. But anyway, I feel cold when I see like a leaf that reminds me of, because it had real settings. Right. Anyway, it was awful.
I mean, you can't.
But I'll never forget this. How about this? 11 years old, a sleepover in Ramwick at my friend Oscar Morrissey's house. We watched Nightmare on Elm Street and I've never forgotten it. Because I walked out of the room and they mocked me for years because I was too scared. Oh. And I still can't watch those movies today. Too scary.
Oh. Mate, I remember watching The Ring at the age of probably 40, and it was too much.
The Ring at 40. God, that was awful. That was that
was
tape
so
in?
Scary.
And The Ring, God. Scream was scary. I think I was 13 when I watched Scream. We had a sleepover for my birthday in a little suburb in Canberra. I think it was Monash, and had girlfriends over watching it, and I was terrified. Just that, God.
You know what? We've got $100 on offer here to spend at whatever local you go to. Give us a call about what your kids have watched or what possibly you watched when you were a kid, all right? That's the question we're asking. What have your kids watched which is possibly inappropriate, or what did you watch when you were a kid which is possibly inappropriate? So 13, 10, 60, $100 at your local you get to spend. This is big.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
I mean, the phones have gone absolutely berserk. There's a Dulwich Hill principal has said that children the age of 6 have been watching Squid Games and have been mimicking the show in the schoolyard. And there's only a few of them back at the moment. So once they all come back to school, I mean, imagine what's going to go on in that playground.
I know.
It's just going to be the killing field. So... my son is 12. He's 2 episodes in. I haven't stopped him watching it.
Yeah.
But it's tricky.
Could you use it as kind of like if he's misbehaving or like you'll put him in Squid Games? Like, could you use it to your advantage?
You know what? The thing about the show is everyone who enters the game is they've entered it because they're because they don't have any money.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
So he's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can
no
say.
No incentive.
Like, we can just cut you out of the will and that's you, all right?
That's true.
Now, Rachel from Mossman, how old is the child and what are they watching?
He's currently nine, but he was seven. And I was on a Zoom call and he went and watched It.
Oh, God, no. Oh,
Rachel. Is It? It is one of the scariest things.
What's It?
Rachel.
Aaron,
watch it.
Oh, really?
No, God.
No, Aaron, it's a killer clown.
A what?
A clown.
The clowns
that lures...
make you laugh. They're happy.
No, a clown
that lures... Hey, guys, you can say hi to him because he's in the car with me now.
Who's there?
What's his name?
Owen. Owen, has it put you off clowns forever? Do you think clowns are scary now?
No,
you still have into clowns.
Oh, Rachel, I reckon we might
keep an eye on you.
Owen.
Good on you, Owen.
Good on you, Owen.
Actually, we'll find out what Rachel's local is. Rachel, where would you? You got $100 to spend. Where will you spend it, Rachel? What's your local?
At the Buna in Mossman.
Oh, I love that place. I used to cook my own steak there. That's a great pub.
Oh, you can come join me, Aaron. We'll do a girls' night.
Girlfriend, lock it in. Hook, line, sinker.
She's on your side of the bridge at the moment. Yeah. So I love it. You know what, Rachel? You might have just found a friend there, Aaron. Seriously.
I mean, absolutely. Rach, leave your details, girlfriend. Let's do it. Are you single or are you with love?
Pardon, what was that?
Have you got a partner or are you a single mum?
No, I'm a single mum.
Oh, girlfriend. Oh,
it's
this
a date.
Is huge.
Oh, we can have a girls' night. There you go.
Yeah, and then Owen and Eliza can, you know, talk clowns.
Actually, I don't know if I want to leave Owen with Eliza.
Owen's a legend. Owen is a legend. Good on Owen.
Thanks, lovely.
We've got Tom from Campbelltown.
Yeah, Tom from Campbelltown. This was you. How old were you and what did you watch?
I think I was 7 or 8 years old. I got my hands onto Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, it's not for 8 year olds, Tommy. Oh my Lord.
So, Tommy,
I realized that after I watched it.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't on the internet back then, was it? You found the videotape somewhere, did you?
Yeah, I found the DVD in my sister's room.
Your sister was harboring the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. How old was she at the time, Tom?
I think she was 20 or so, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Affected you, Tom? Were you frightened?
Oh, you know what? I still have nightmares to this day about it.
I'm telling you, it's same with Nightmare on Elm Street. I can't watch those films. It's terrible.
Well, I have trouble. You know, vampires still scare me to the day. I watched The Salem's Lot back in the day.
Vampires. Back when vampires weren't hot. When they weren't hot, they were just genuinely interested in biting people.
Now, can we quickly go to Michelle from Blacktown? Yeah, Michelle, how many kids have you got?
We've got 6 kids.
And what are you doing this weekend?
We're probably, in all honesty, I think we were thinking, we'd had conversations about Squid Games and we thought maybe we should let them probably watch it with us, more so a controlled environment, because they're going back to school next week. So we kind of thought if it becomes an issue in the playground, we can kind of go, yep, we're on to it. It's all good. So,
it's a family viewing popcorn.
Yeah. Your last name's not Perrottet, is it?
No.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Guys, the Block Backyard and Pool reveal Sunday 7 o'clock on 9.
No, that is huge. And everyone loves the reveal nights more than any other night, even though they love every other night of the Block. So, all eyes will be on the Block Sunday night. And two of our favourites are twins, identical twins, who first came to the attention of this country when they were in Love Island. And they join us now, don't they? They join us? Yes.
They do.
Yes, Josh and Luke. First things first, you're identical twins, so I imagine you have the same birthday. Happy birthday for today. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. You could have called a bit later. A bit hungover this morning.
Oh, what did you do? What did you do last night?
Oh, we just met up with a couple of friends and had some drinks, so... nothing too severe, but feeling it a little bit.
The only way to beat a hangover is to keep drinking. You know that. So,
planning on starting early, mate.
Who popped out first? Which one of you?
Me, Luke. Luke.
Are you guys identical everywhere? Like, kind of,
If you're in nude, could we tell the difference? Is what Aaron's asking.
You can tell the difference. You can tell the difference.
There's a, someone's got a 15-degree variation
bend.
There.
Someone's got a bend. All right.
Someone does. We won't name that.
I wasn't asking that, by the way.
What were you asking?
Well, yeah, just...
how old are you turned, by the way? How old are you guys?
Mate, 28.
Oh, 28. Kids. You can...
Starting now, to feel off.
Yeah, but Ed, now they're open. They're available for over 28s nights. So
yeah, I know they'd be dead set mauled if they went to an over 28s nightclub. I can imagine. And so, one at a time, please, gentlemen. Now I'll address this to you first, Josh, because I believe you are the ringleader in this group. Let's play some audio about the issues on the block at the moment, which are about the budget. So all of a sudden, it seems as though some people who had no money can afford a lot of bathroom.
There's a lot of rumours. What people are paying for what, how they're affording this. We just want answers, and the only way to do that is a 40 corp and an audit.
If you supply a $200,000 garden and win, that's not fair.
We don't have to really justify anything to anyone, I don't think. Yeah. Ask away, guys.
No, mind your own business.
What are we talking about? Secret benefactors? What's going
that's
on?
That's what I'm asking, Josh. Make the claims here, man. Who are you accusing of what? Because I think you're right.
Yeah, mate, I was accusing Percy and Jesse that they're spending way over their budget and, you know, to be held accountable because we think there's a few things going on there that's dirty. And if that was us, I'm sure everyone would come and nail us, you know. You've seen that time again. So we're like, well, if you guys are going to nail us, we'll start nailing you.
Well, you've got to spend money to make money. So are they spending money that someone's giving them? Do you think that's true? Is it possible? Someone else?
I think they're spending way over their budget every week to make their rooms very nice. You can even go and have a look on the website. It actually shows you their expenses that they're doing per room. And
oh, my goodness.
A lot more than everyone else.
Luke, you're right. If you just add up the things that they're saying on the website, they've sort of given themselves away. They're going over budget.
They have, absolutely. And, you know, good on Josh for... having a quick look and exactly what we're feeling during the show, it's proving right now because we've done the math and it's all there and it proves, you know, that there was a bit of foul play.
Mate, it's been a filthy this season, as in the accusations, the anger, the acrimony. I mean, I know when I bought one of the houses that it was
here
a loving.
They
pretty much
go.
Wink, here wink.
We go.
Well, everyone loved everyone. I mean, on the auction day, are you all going to be barracking for each other? Or are you going to be openly barracking against some of the other couples?
Well, it was a bit of a slugfest during the show, but in all honesty, we'd like to see everyone do well. Of course, we would like to come out on top and beat everyone, but everyone goes through a hard time doing the show, so... We'd like to see everyone come out with a bit of cash, but if we can come out with a little bit more, that'll be great. It would be great, yeah.
That would be great. Have you been watching Love Island? I mean, you guys came from Love Island. That's where you became famous. Are you watching this series?
Mate, I've watched the first episode. I've got a bit to catch up, and I quite like to binge it, but I don't mind it. I like that they have a firecracker this season in Ari. I think we missed that in our season, so, you know, that'll create good drama, which everyone wants.
What happened in your season? I got to ask this question. There was a lot of hot people, but no one touched each other. What happened? Yeah. Why didn't no one get involved?
I think the only thing anyone ever achieved last season was a suntan. That was it.
But you know what you achieved, mate? You both achieved, you know, this show, The Block. I mean, were you sold a package deal when you entered Love Island that you would be up for The Block, or was it completely out of the blue? And be honest.
Mate, it was out of the blue, completely out of the blue. We didn't see it coming. So we were very grateful that we had the opportunity to go on The Block. But, yeah, like, we just took it with open arms. Not going to say no to going on.
Of course not.
Do you
because
know
it's actual cash.
Like, are you... You got any building type skills?
I'm a synthetic grass installer, so
yeah, right.
It doesn't really transfer into the
Well, it's working for you. Good on you, lad.
Back at it. Sunday, 7 o'clock on 9, everybody.
It's the only reality show where you get a massive payday. It's the one to go on. So, yeah, sometimes you get a pretend girlfriend for 3 months off another show, but this is the one.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
I've been on Twitter, I've been hashtagging open for summer. So, and I'm going to live by that because we are open and we're not closing up again. It's the summer of love too is another hashtag I've been using.
Big time.
Have you? In what context?
just whatever. So I get the jab, hashtag summer of love. That's what I've been doing. So I have been. And our team is living it, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, real talk.
Can we just start with Bryce before we get to Erin? Because there's been more movement in Erin's situation. But, Bryce, you're the digital guru. Are you going on a date this weekend, Bryce?
I'm going on a date tonight.
This is huge.
It's happening. We're open. It's time to go.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
We believe
she
is originally from OS. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. She's a Yorkshire girl.
So we need Yorkshire chat points. So what do we got? What have we got, Ed? What's a Yorkshire chat point?
Oh, goodness me. Yorkshire pudding. Pie. Pudding. Obviously, Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding, is that blood?
No. It's not blood pudding.
Oh, yeah, that's
black
right.
pudding. Yeah, Yorkshire pudding is what you put with your roast.
Yeah. What's a Yorkshire pudding?
You put it with your roast.
Yeah, eggs, flour. Milk and flour. It's like real like Depression era stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's real rations talk. Don't do that. Don't do that stuff. Yorkshire. I'll come back to Yorkshire.
Jeffrey Boycott.
Jeffrey Boycott. Yeah. Good cricket stuff. Yeah. Also, Yorkshire Terriers. Yorkshire. You can do an ad.
You can do Shropshire. How wonderful. Remember that ad where he's in the supermarket? Shropshire. Oh, how wonderful.
No, that's good though.
Yeah.
Not the same place.
Sounds right.
Don't stuff it up, Bryce, because she's stunned.
Actually,
by the
football,
way. I reckon
Leeds
she could be the one.
Well, she's certainly A1. Leeds or Barnsley, you could say to you, which football team do you support? Leeds or Barnsley?
Leeds or Barnsley.
Did Bryce actually ask for any of our help?
No, but I'll take it.
Don't mention the Yorkshire Ribbons.
Oh, no, I'll take it. She says things to me a lot, and I, in my head, I go, I have no idea what that means.
Well, how's her accent? Is it?
It's thick.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's really thick. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And she is aesthetically pleasing. I'm the only one because I've seen her. You guys haven't.
Yeah, sure.
She is.
Let's go with Erin here because, Erin, we put your dilemma up on our Instagram. Go to Husey, Ed and Erin Insta. Should Erin play the dating field? The result a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. You have been given the green light to play the field, but only by 2%, 52 to 48. 48% of people saying it sucks to play the field.
No.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
A lot of people don't like dating.
Ah, boo.
But, Erin, we know that they're coming thick and fast for you, coming in thick and fast. So,
with offers, not with carrying out.
That's what I meant, obviously.
No one's coming in.
It's all been digital so far, is what we're talking. Like, everything we say here sounds really rude. It's not meant to.
Yeah, look, I know. It's lovely for your confidence. Like, I'm feeling confident.
By so many famous men, Ed.
Yeah, and there's another one.
You're going to need an assistant for that inbox that you're looking after at the moment, Ed, aren't you?
It's a great idea. Oh, I can say professional footballers, two of them, and now two verified Hollywood actors. And I think you should take up the offer that you have for the one that you've mentioned off air. I think you should do that one this weekend. I like that
stuff. So when a Hollywood actor who's overseas knows that a Hollywood actor who is in Australia, because if you do go walking with a Hollywood actor.
Oh, my God.
That is Pap Central.
Seriously.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Especially when we tell them where they are.
We should sell it.
Absolutely.
No. Sell it.
This is my life. This is my heart.
Sell it to Women's Day. Sell it to New Ideas. Sell it to New Weeklies. Let's, you know, bring one of those other magazines back to life.
TV Hits.
Ralph?
TV. Ralph.
People. People. The real people one.
Oh, People Magazine.
That's it for another Supersized Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Lockdown left you feeling thirsty? Buy a Supersized Slurpee at 7-Eleven and enjoy another one free to share with a mate. Only until this Sunday at 7-Eleven. While stocks last, T&Cs apply.